Hey, Dom from Dom Radio here. I hope you enjoy this episode of the Skell and Felix Show. Hello there, listeners. I'm Skell.
And I'm Felix.
And this is the Skell and Felix Show.
The only show where
it's me, Brian, the Wendigo.
You couldn't even wait until I was done with the intro.
Potato, tomato, it's all getting done in the end. You know, it's pretty disrespectful. Oh, come on, it's like old times in Pez's basement.
Let's not talk about that.
I thought you two were doing splendid together.
Well, let's just say there was an incident recently.
Don't get caught up on the details. I listened to the entire episode.
Then why did you think we were getting along splendid?
Oh, who hasn't gotten you involved with the Mafia? That's the sign of a good friend.
Pez isn't a good friend.
Oh, Skell. Felix, you two are so naive.
You're one to talk.
Actually, I'd say that I'm quite informed. Stelazia.
It is I, Stelazia, the beast of knowledge. It's you again, Brian. Oh, Skell. Felix, it's a pleasure to see you two again. Good job with the podcast.
Don't encourage them.
You're such a killjoy today, Brian. What's today's order of business?
No, Stelazia, Brian just kind of summoned you for a punchline.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up when you think about it.
Seriously? That's it?
Yes?
You've got to be kidding me.
Hey, Stelazia.
Yes, Felix?
Since you're all-knowing, can you tell me if Brian over here will stop being annoying?
We both don't need me to answer that question now, do we?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm right here.
Oh, trust me. We know.
Anyway, where is the little bundle of joy I keep hearing about? I heard he's on editing duty now.
Actually, he's out with his friends. Thank God, I don't want him here around you.
Is that an attack on my character?
Most certainly, yes.
Really, Felix, I thought as a society we had progressed against such prejudiced thoughts.
Oh no, I just think you specifically, are a creep.
I'll try not to take it too personally.
Oh, I want you to.
Oh, I bet you do, don't you, Felix?
Yes, I do.
Okay, whoa, I can tell tensions are getting a little high, so... at time, ha 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 ha.
Hi there, folks, it's me, the Floridian. I'm a proud sponsor of the Skell and Felix Show, and I'm here to tell you about paper. No. You didn't hear me wrong. I said paper, the lifeblood of the universe. Paper, paper, paper. Sorry, I got carried away. But just think about all the things you could do with paper. You could write, you could draw, you could make a paper airplane and do a paper terrorist attack. I can't say that, really. I can't say that.
So, Felix, how goes the adoption?
Well, he is my son now, and, you know, Jack is, I don't know how you put it, a bundle of joy. I mean, he's like 18, so I think it's a little weird to infantilize him at this point.
Ah, that's great. Can you just get off our show? It's really annoying.
Whoa, Jesus.
Yeah, what's your problem?
No, I want you gone as well.
Well, excuse me. I wanted to grace you with my presence, but it appears you two Philistines don't appreciate it. No, we do not. You are insufferable. Your podcast is trash compared to my beautiful, horrific content. Now you listen here. Oh, is your little frail voice going to crack again?
Stop making fun of my voice. It's mean. Felix, do something.
I mean, you have a strange voice. Felix! All right, Christ.
Hey, guy. Oh, my Jesus Christ. What is he doing here? This is your son?
Yes, this is our... Mom said my, I'm sorry, Scale. Our son. What are you gonna say next?
I mean, he's pretty fucking ugly.
Whoa, language.
Hey, the voice act is 18 now. If he wants to swear, it's all on him. He can make that choice.
What?
Never mind, ignoramus.
Jesus, no one told me you were an asshole.
Whoa, okay, you know what? Everybody, watch your language from now on. Everyone's watching. No, Jack, get out.
No, make me dickwad.
Don't call me that. That's mean. I don't like that. Stop it.
I know where the 12 gauge is. Oh, goddammit, he found it again. And, as far as I'm concerned, this is a stranger who has not been invited to our house. Shut up, you two. I don't want you to say that he's been invited, because as far as I know, he isn't.
So, excuse me, sir. You have 3 minutes.
Yeah, start walking. God
damn, your child is insufferable.
Yeah, well, I wonder who he learned that from.
Hey, I heard that, and I will not be having that in our household. Stop it. I'm serious. I'll beat you.
You, like, what do you mean?
Oh, my God. Do you know what? Recording over. This is ruined.
Okay, we need to have a talk. You guys are recording episodes without me. What? Is it because of the fight? Listen, I know I can be insufferable sometimes, but... You guys can't do this without me.
I mean, first of all, I'm your dad, so I have final say. And you know how much I hate to use that argument, but... I mean, it's my show, also.
It's our show, actually. Come on, I'm right here.
It's our show, and we have final say.
And I say he can be present.
Oh my God. Okay, you know what, Jack? I'm sorry you feel upset that we didn't tell you. However... Frankly, I think this guy's a creep, and I didn't even want to record an episode with him. He just kind of showed up.
I really doubt that. You know, people don't just show up.
Really? Have you listened to season one? That is almost the entire season. Just things happen, and people show up.
All right, yeah, that's a good point. Just, I don't know, I feel you guys are trying to get me out of the show.
Why would we be doing that? You're basically our editor now.
Yeah, I know. Because you fucking let the other one die.
That's not what happened.
You know what? Fine. All right? I'm going to hang out with a friend.
It better not be that punk again.
You know what? Yeah, it is. What are you going to do about it? I know you guys have enough heart left to not evict me, so what are you going to do?
Well, just go.
No, I don't want to buy that idiot.
Jack, just leave. I'm telling you to go. Hang out with your friend.
Fine. Bye.
I don't like him, and you know that. The kid is no good.
You know what? Maybe don't think about it like that. You know, the number of times in America there's all blah, blah, blah. That kid's no good. That adult's no good. Don't microwave... tinfoil, this and that.
Wait, you microwave tinfoil?
You don't?
We'll definitely address that later, but that kid is a horrible influence. Like, Dale is just the most insufferable teenager I have ever met. Like, he is the 18-year-old 90s stereotype somehow, and it is 2021.
Listen, I know he gets on your nerves. God knows he gets on mine too, but are you blind? They're good friends. Jack really likes hanging out with Dale, and Jack is alarmingly antisocial already. I mean, losing Vlad, that kid's been getting into occult shit. I'm genuinely convinced that if Vlad hasn't come back as a ghost already, he will soon, which, I mean, I don't know if that's a bad thing. I'm just worried. He's going to do something stupid if he's cooped up in his room all day editing our videos, and I don't even know what he does with his spare time.
I don't know. What do 18-year-olds normally do with their free time? Actually, don't answer that. I definitely don't think we could get away with that being said on air. We're not on air. Oh, God damn it. Yeah. Okay, we're not. Scale, you always are being nitpicky about what I say. I've told you you need to stop doing that. All right. We're making a compromise here. I want you to stop. You can think all you want to think about Dale, but stop saying it to Jack. It is impacting his mood, and it is creating a negative relationship between you and your son. Fine. Oh, shit. We're still recording. Adios, Ligma Notes. Bye. This episode was produced by Dom Radio. Skell, Jack, Felix, and Brian were all voiced by Dominic J. Piccioni. This episode was edited and written by Dominic J. Piccioni. Want to find out more? Sadly, our website is now defunct. However, if you'd like to help us out, you can listen to our other horror anthology podcast, Those Nights in Wyoming. And if you want to help this show become more popular, share it around with your friends or leave us a review on Google or Apple Podcasts, as that is probably the best way to get us into other people's feed. And now, Spotify has a rating system. So if you're listening on there, make sure to give us a review that you feel fits. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening.